Hey, True North. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you guys are enjoying time with family. Welcome to the Schroeder House. Got some of the family here. We call Andrew and Amaris our A-team. And so thought it'd be fun to bring them in and talk about uncomfortable. What's really cool is they don't know this, but I'm going to have them share their most embarrassing moments right now. I'm kidding. So, hey, if you guys joined us last week, Justin kicked us all off. And, we were talking about, when we go through difficulties and how uncomfortable they can be, we really have a choice. You know, we can view those as, we're being abandoned or we're being forgotten, or God is punishing us, or we can really look at those as opportunities where His grace is really refining us, right? And so a powerful message, and we've got a lot of messages coming up in this series. And if you didn't catch that, make sure you go to truenorthpgh.org and check that out. And so this week we're going to be talking about love. Love can really be uncomfortable, can it? And, if we love like Jesus, we're going to talk about how Jesus really kind of loves out of bounds. And so we're going to get into that in here in just a little bit. And so we're going to be jumping to Luke chapter 6. And the backdrop to this is we just read who the 12 disciples are, and Jesus is speaking to his disciples and a larger group, actually, than just that. And starting in Luke 6, 32 is where we're going to be picking up. I'm just looking at my online Bible here. So verse 32, it says, "If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full." And then verse 35, it says, "But love your enemies, do good to them, lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be the children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked." And that passage of scripture I want to talk about a little bit and kind of resonate with, what that is really trying to communicate. And so, talking about how we're supposed to love our enemies, what I found was interesting is the word love here is actually agape love. And so that's the most powerful kind of love. It's the fatherly love of God to humans, as well as our reciprocating love back to God. And so, when I first read this, I was thinking like, well, I don't have any enemies, so I'm cool. I don't think people want to take me out, so this doesn't apply to me, but, as I was kind of thinking about it, for me, my conviction for this passage is, the kind of the epiphany that I had was, this love for enemies is a spectrum, right? I think the point is that, even love your enemies. No one is excluded, right? So, if this verse said, love those who don't love you, or love those who you don't know, then, we would get that, but we would most definitely exclude our enemies, right? The people we hate. Like for me, it'd be, Flyers fans, for example. So I joke about that all the time, but no. But, we would exclude those, right? And I think, at least for me, that's what I took away from that is He's given us the full spectrum, like even love your enemies. And there's a lot of scriptures that talk about love your enemies, right? Go to that furthest extent because of the redeeming power of that whole experience. And so with that, I thought it'd be fun to just talk to Andrew and Amaris, and just get some examples or get some thoughts from them from the A-team, about, how this whole series is focused on how we need to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, right? We have to be able to step beyond us and do what Jesus is asking us to do. And this whole series, Justin's going to be spelling that out week after week all the way through to Christmas. And so really exciting content coming. But, around this topic of love can be uncomfortable, right? And so, and loving those who we don't really care for, or loving people who are outcasts, right? Or loving people who will kind of look away from or just avoid, or we know they don't like us, right? They oppose us. And the Greek word for enemies is just that, people who have, something against you, right? That they're fighting against you. They're an actual enemy, right? And so So I thought it'd be interesting to, you know, just get some insights. Andrew, I'll start with you. You know, as far as like being comfortable with being uncomfortable and loving others, you know, what example do you have? Like what have you done to, you know, kind of, you know, gotten over yourself to, you know, to take on that great commission? Because, you know, that how can we fulfill that great commission of being disciples? How can we fulfill the great commandment of loving others as ourselves if we don't love to the full you know, extent? So how have you done that?
So one way is, you know, taking the example that Jesus left us as, you know, just loving the unlovable.
Yeah.
He does that time and time with tax collectors, the sick,
true,
the crippled. Mm-hmm. So in high school, that's a really like important time for people to grow and develop. And there were a lot of people that like you could tell they didn't feel like right or fit.
They didn't fit in. Yeah.
So I really just went to them and just tried to make them feel invited or that they were a part of something. And some of them turned into really good relationships. Mm-hmm. And from there I went and, you know, invited them to church and went from there.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen that, you know, you've done a really good job of that. I was thinking just a few days ago, we saw the repost on Facebook of the event that we had, that we won the trophy.
Oh, the dodgeball tournament.
And you invited like a whole crew and won the whole thing because you got all these studs and these athletes from Seneca Valley to play. No, you've always been really good at that. And speaking of that, I am, you know, you've used that to influence and not being ashamed of who you are. And, you know, I'll never forget, it was after one of the track meets where you centered up the whole team in the middle of the field at Seneca, you know, and led a prayer, you know. And so, but also you've had a, you know, an individual friendship that has really just recently started to, you know, show some promise and has grown because of that. So tell a little bit about that maybe.
Yeah. So I met a guy in college. He's one of my best friends and recently he went through a rough breakup and, I've been talking to him and, trying to get, you know, him to come to Jesus and it just never really was interested. But you know, I kept praying, kept hoping and, he texted me mid-service actually a couple weeks ago and he was like, "Hey man, I'm thinking of coming to Jesus." And I was like,
"Yeah, let's go." That's awesome. That's awesome.
So
planting a lot of seeds over the years. How long have you known? I mean, geez.
So probably around like 6-7 years.
I was thinking 7 years. Yeah. So that's awesome. Yeah. So a lot of persistence. So, you know, was it uncomfortable at times?
Always.
Definitely. Right. And it can be, right? And I think that's, you know, that's why, you know, this command really is given, you know, early on when we're reading about this. So Maris, you know, same question for you, and it's interesting because you have a similar story, but, you know, I mean, how have you, you know, kind of gotten comfortable with being uncomfortable and inviting people? Cause I've seen it too. I mean, you invite so many people, you're an influencer. So how have you been able to do that? You know, if someone else is struggling?
Similar to Andrew, I invited one of my closest friends. Mm-hmm. We've been friends for so long.
Yeah.
And
12 years.
Really?
It was, yeah, I was like,
think so.
That was like in preschool.
Yeah.
But I invited her to, I think it was like crew or something, and she really liked it and she wanted to come back and I was so happy. And she came to a small group and she liked small group so much that she wanted to keep coming back and she like asked me like every week if like I was going and I was so happy because like I was so glad that she really enjoyed like coming to small group and being around people
And you, I mean, same thing as Andrew, you invited a lot of people and a lot of those, you know, didn't necessarily work out. Right. So would you say, you know, sometimes it was uncomfortable, you know, to reach
for
out?
Sure.
Yeah. Cause I mean, you're talking about, you're at school, you're inviting your friends, you're talking about church, what's it all about? So I think it's, you know, it's a great testimony, you know, for both of you. At such a young age, I mean, at both of your ages, I struggled, I think. I know I did. with that, just because, I mean, the obvious, right? The fears of what are they going to say? What are they going to think of me? Am I going to be outcast? Am I going to lose my friends? You know, what if it doesn't work out? What if they ask me questions that I don't know the answers to? You know, that can be kind of intimidating and shut us down. But, you know, it's the greatest act of love to follow Jesus's lead and to love out of bounds, to love our enemies and that whole spectrum. You know, and again, this passage is so powerful. What good is it to love those who love you? Even the sinners do that. And that's convicting. When I first read that and really understood it, it really convicted me, because I think it's easy for us to fall into that rut, right? You know, and so, you know, but the last verse of this passage, verse 36, I thought was really interesting. It says, after the part that I read, it says, "Be merciful just as your Father is merciful." And in the same passage, or a similar version of this in Matthew, the word here is perfect. Be perfect as your Father is. You know, and so being in that perfect giver of mercy when we're reaching out to people and loving them in this way, you know, it's interesting. This word merciful means to treat people with kindness, forgiveness, and not being cruel or harsh. And we've read that before in prior messages that, you know, when we share Jesus, when we're reaching out to the lost, do it with kindness and respect, and now with mercy we're seeing here. And so I thought that, you know, that's a powerful reminder that when we're reaching out, when we're daring to be uncomfortable, that we're doing it with gentleness, with respect, and being merciful, right? Because I think, you know, judgment can kind of get in the way. And what's really interesting is right after this, Jesus starts talking about not judging others. It all fits in this big narrative, right? And so my encouragement to all of you is to take the challenge of what Jesus is laying down here. You know, don't just love and be good and give to those that love you, that are good to you and would repay you back. Be bold enough to love out of bounds like Jesus did. You know, love your enemies, do good to them, right? And give to them and not expect anything back. That's the ultimate kind of love, right? And that's what's going to allow us to fulfill the great commandment of loving others, right? And the great commission of making disciples. It all starts with these little things of, you know what, I'm going to be uncomfortable. I'm going to get over myself. I'm going to step out, and I'm going to trust God that He's going to give me the words to say, and great things will happen, right? And seeds may be planted, and we'll never know what'll happen. But, you know, they will produce fruit, and we're just going to trust that, right? And so that's my challenge. And, you know, don't fall into that trap of like me of thinking a long time ago when I first read this, like, wow, I'm an enemy. It doesn't apply to me, you know, but think about that, you know, ask God to give you that burden, right? For those that He wants you to be reaching out, getting over that discomfort and allowing yourself to be uncomfortable, right? And getting comfortable with that. And loving like Jesus did, and love out of bounds. Amen. It's a short message, but I think there's a lot of power in it. And so thank you guys for joining us. Let me close us all out in prayer this Thanksgiving weekend. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you for the power in it, and the truth in it, and the life change that's in it. God, I ask that you would just stir in us a burden for those that you're bringing to our minds right now. People that you've carefully placed in our lives, that we've let just that uncomfortableness keep us from reaching out to them. And God, if we can think of enemies that are in our lives, people who are obviously opposing to us or are opposed to us, right? People who are legitimately enemies to us, God, give us the strength and the boldness, you know, to reach out to them with that total, powerful, disarming love, and to love like you did, to love out of bounds. We thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you for everyone who's hearing this. May they be blessed. And thank you, Father, for our family and for this time of Thanksgiving, that we can just look back and think about all the great things you've blessed us with. And we thank you for your salvation, the greatest gift that you've given us. Thank you so much, Father. In your precious name, amen.